T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The year. Flores down the left field line. Into the corner. It's a fair ball all the way to the wall. One run is in lead. Wade scores around the third. Soler. And a huge hit for Wilmer Flores makes it 3-0 Giants.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Big hit by Wilmer Flores later on in the inning. A big hit by Mike Yastrzemski gets our boy Kyle Nelson from Galileo High School right here in San Francisco. He had a tough outing there at the top of the eighth inning. I'm sure he'll bounce back for the Diamondbacks, but the Giants get a 5-0 win. Shutting out the Diamondbacks as Logan Webb was masterful yesterday at Oracle Park. Let's bring in Dave Fleming. Dave, we got Dave? We got Flem back from Augusta, back from the Masters. And Scotty Scheffler just did the damn thing there, winning his second green jacket. Flem, good morning to you. Let's start with this, though, because you know everything about every sport, and you tapped in. This Warriors offseason is going to be riveting. And you've been around the Giants for so many years, and you understood the transition from the Lincecums to the Canes to the Bumgarners to the Brandons or whatnot. And it was a very difficult thing because of the loyalty and what they did with the organization. Warriors are in a similar spot now. Klay's a free agent. You know, Draymond's here for the next 3 years, but they don't make the playoffs. What's your view of what the Warriors are about to go through this offseason here as they don't make the playoffs for the third time in 5 years?
my view is whatever they're paying Mike Dunleavy, it's probably not enough. This is a hard, hard spot to be in. I mean, you know, at least just from our perspective, we were watching the game the other night. I was on the road, but the kids were at home, and we were all texting, and all of us were saying, man, if that's it for Klay, it's just going to be so hard to imagine him playing for somebody else. And, you know, that's just it's painful to even think about, you know, what he's done for this team. And obviously his teammates, his coaches, they want to have him back. I would say this, like, there is a point where you do have to choose sentimentality versus maybe what's best for winning the most games. Mm-hmm. And so Warriors fans who are kind of debating this around, I mean, I think Giants fans were ready earlier to say goodbye to some of the great Giants than maybe the Giants franchise, maybe we gave the fans credit for. In mm-hmm. other words, I think Giants fans would have been okay with moving on from some of those players earlier than they did, if it meant, hey, you can sign different players, get younger, do this, do that, and maybe have a more competitive team. The 2021 Giants are a funny example because they kept Belt. They kept Crawford. Posey was obviously going to be back. They sort of doubled down, and they had this great year, and those guys played well. And it is possible that that's what happens with the Warriors. It's possible that Klay Thompson comes back and plays that well. But, they are going to have to choose at some point here which direction to go. And I bet you Warriors fans are a little less sentimental than maybe most people would assume.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love your perspective.
All the calls we're taking. Yeah, that's an accurate statement, Flip.
That's very interesting. You know, Dave, you missed a game last night, a tie game at Kimball. Your son played very well. We missed you out there. But I'm looking at the Giants
my phone buzzed in the seventh inning or something, and the only thing the text said, you know, 14-year-old boys are, they're not real. They're not a lot of words from him, but the text was, Shasky says hi.
That's pretty good.
It was very cold out there. You missed nothing. My wife wouldn't let me bring the baby out there. But I get home. I'm watching the Giants game. I'm watching Logan Webb. I mean, he just looks spectacular. And, you know, I looked at all the numbers last year about how he was, you know, going deeper into games twice as much as even the second best guy in baseball. The innings logged, the way he pitches, you know, sitting kind of low 90s, throwing the changeup 40% of the time, sinker baller. Like, I mean, he fits the ethos of the team, the stadium, the division, and just he's a throwback player in an era where everyone's throwing max ability. To see him move the ball the way he does, I really enjoy Logan Webb as a player.
I totally agree, and I think he said it, or somebody in that clubhouse said it after the game. You watch that game last night and sort of think that's the blueprint for this franchise. The way they played that game last night, okay, it's going to be tight, and you pitch well, you play defense well in your home ballpark, you know you can stay close, and you've got the weapons, especially as the home team with the final at-bat, to win the majority of those games. That's a good formula for this team. And I think, you know, it's interesting you bring that up about the, you know, less than max effort on every pitch. There's this massive debate going on right now in baseball, and rightfully so, about pitcher injuries. Well, clearly one of the number one things that's going on is pitchers are just being taught, and they're doing it willingly because it gets them to the big leagues mm-hmm. faster. It gets them paid more. Like they're doing it themselves, but they're being taught 100% at all times. And that's not what Logan Webb does. And I think if you watch closely, I mean, it's clearly what Jordan Hicks is doing is mimicking Webb. Like Jordan Hicks has dialed his stuff way back and has made this amazing transition into being an effective starting pitcher without any sort of learning curve at all. I mean, it's like astonishing everybody around the game how Jordan Hicks is doing this. The main reason he's doing it is because he's learned how to dial back. And then, as he told us, he gets that closer mentality, say, bases loaded, two outs, fourth inning. He leans back into his days as a reliever and can reach back and get something extra. And if you watch closely, Kyle Harrison is doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Kyle is, you know, he's kind of cruising along. You'll see some 94s every once in a while, 95 early in the game, and then it's a lot of 92s and 93s, and then when he gets into a pickle, here comes the 95, 96, 97 again. And that is old school. I mean, that's how it used to be. And there is something going on with this Giants team, whether they're teaching it, whether it's Logan's influence is showing everybody a different way to do it. But that is definitely happening with this Giants pitching staff.
No doubt it is. And I thought Kyle Harrison, he battled in that game down in Miami. I was very impressed. Give it up the early three runs. He battles. He keeps the Giants in the game. They still are late. But Lamont Wade Jr. is, you know, we talk about, you know, Jung-Hoo Lee, and he's still in some press clippings, and he's starting to come along and figure it out in the major leagues. How about Lamont Wade Jr.'s start to the season? If this guy can pop, now, we've been talking about, hey, maybe he could get somebody at first base. Don't really love the platooning at first base, but Lamont Wade Jr. could shut all that up if he continues his stellar play. The patience at the plate, I think he's playing well, he's running the bases well. Very impressive start for Lamont Wade Jr. here in 2024.
Yeah, very. He's having the best at-bats of anybody right now. And, you know, last year he was doing this and then sort of faded at the end of the year. I think a major challenge for Lamont is his body in condition to last the full year and do this for a full year? It's a huge challenge for him. And let's see if he can do it. I think he can because this guy's talented. Like, we've seen it enough now. 2021, he was awesome. Last year, he, for the first half of the year, was really good. Lamont Wade can be an upper level kind of player over there at first base. He can be a top half of the league first baseman. He probably already is, but he can be even better. The one thing is, you know, Giants are going to have to get some home runs from somewhere, and they're hitting them on the road. So the pace on the road is fine, not great, but fine. But they're going to need some power, and so Lamont is going to, maybe that's not totally Lamont's game, but they need some power from somewhere.
They don't have a home run at home yet?
They do not.
That's right.
They've played seven. They played seven home games, and they have not. They built this whole light system to, like, use after they hit a home run. And you, I don't know if you noticed last night late in the game, Nick Ahmed hits a double off the wall, and these poor people in the scoreboard room are so antsy to use the dang thing. They just hit the home run lights. He's rounding the bases. The Diamondbacks are relaying the ball back in, and the place goes dark. It's like they're just itching to hit that button. They haven't hit a home run at all. Damn. Not one.
Wow.
There's so many, like, really good story. Like, Nick Ahmed's playing really well right now. Tyler Fitzgerald, I mean, what a find he's been. I know FP was really high on him, and Wilmer has always been a contributor. Patrick Bailey looks solid at times this year. Conforto was red hot. He's cooled off a little. Estrada feels like he's coming around. But Jung Hoo Lee, you're talking about throwback. I think he's a throwback, and I think we're only scratching the surface on him. He made a couple of plays last night defensively, but it was the arm in Tampa Bay. I don't know, man. I think that he has arrived earlier than expected because of the transition. I love Jung Hoo Lee. Am I overrating him, though? Because some people here are arguing with me that maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse here. What's your thoughts on Jung Hoo Lee the first month of the season?
I think you have the horse before the cart. I think you're good. I think your read is a good one on this one.
Just call me out, crying out loud.
No, Steiny.
Here's the thing about Lee. Like,
yay!
Steiny doesn't watch baseball.
It's hard to believe that he's going to not keep getting better. I mean, this guy's a really, really talented athlete and was the best player by far in the KBO, by far. And the adjustment is real. Like, this is a whole different level. So it's hard for me not to look at, say, Ha-Sung Kim and a lot of the other players that have come over from Korea and from Japan who have had a little adjustment period and then have really hit the ground running. And I think that's going to happen for this guy. So this, to me, is like, this is the adjustment period. And he's already been a good player, more than a good player, really good player. I think there's a lot more in there from this guy. He is naturally instinctive. He's a good defensive player. He's a fast base runner. He's hitting the ball hard. He's in the top 10 in all of MLB in hard hit batted balls this year. So, you know, as he learns how to maybe lift the ball a little more, get a little more gap power, we've seen the last couple of games some infield hits. That should be a part of his game. You go back and watch Ichiro. Ichiro got a lot of those. Yep. Like, when you're fast and you hit the ball, kind of spray it around, you should get a bunch of those. Even the error last night, like, that's a forced error. He hits the ball softly, but he's so fast, the second baseman rushes, kicks the ball, and it starts a rally. I mean, that's to me, that speed forces errors. And so you should be excited about this guy. I mean, at the bare minimum, he's already established he can be a solid player in this league, and I think he's going to get a lot better.
Yeah, the one guy who, you know, we were talking about patience because a lot of people, you know, they say, hey, the Warriors, maybe they should rip it down to the studs. And I'm saying, how patient do you want to be? We know all Giants fans, we were not patient during the rebuild. We were basically bringing pitchforks to the yard saying, Farhad, do something, do something, do something. How patient should fans be with Blake Snell, who's gotten off to a rocky start? We understand no spring training. He's trying to ramp it up here, catch up to speed. How far along do you think he is? How close is he to becoming that guy we saw last year winning Cy Young in the National League?
I don't think he's that close yet. I think there needs to be some patience. Two things. Number one, no spring training. Impossible to mimic. Impossible to, you know, you cannot replace the ramp up. That spring training basically exists for pitchers. Like, position players could get ready in 10 days, you know, maybe 2 weeks, maybe, and they'd be ready to go. Spring training exists to build pitchers up. You know, it's game stamina. It's game strength. It's mechanical sharpness, it's all that stuff. It takes time, and he didn't have that. And he's always been a slow starter anyway. You know, I was talking to Bob Melvin the other day, and he's like, yeah, you know, this is his pattern anyway, is he's a slow starter early in the year. So I think a little more patience is needed. Just tonight, okay, so he's on the mound tonight. Let's hope for a nice step forward, like a little more command, a little more sharpness, get deeper in the game. Doesn't have to be Cy Young dominant yet. Because we will see that Blake Snell this year. There will be a lot of starts of Cy Young dominance, but it's probably too much to expect that that happens tonight.
Yeah, I think you referenced him earlier, but the biggest surprise for me has been Jordan Hicks. He's been just dominant. But that's not who I want to ask you about. I'm just looking at this bullpen as a whole. And, like, Camilo's Camilo. He's got to speed it up with the pitch clock. We know that's kind of an issue. The Rogers is, it feels like they're kind of coming around here. And they're trying to, like, build this bullpen from the back, you know, to the bridge of getting to these starters. And I'm looking at Eric Miller here, and I find him fascinating. It reminds me a lot of Camilo year one, where, like, early on you could see the raw potential, but it needed to be molded into something. Is he a guy that they're looking at as some sort of a seventh, eighth inning guy, like, long-term moving forward? Because I really like his stuff.
Yes, they are. I mean, it's possible that some people actually work for a living and didn't watch the day game the other day in Miami. So if that's you as a Giants fan listening now, if you can go back and find a clip of his outing on Wednesday getaway day in Miami, watch that inning. It is hard to watch that and not think, oh my goodness, the Giants have something in this guy. Like that is pure dominant stuff from the left side, what he showed on Wednesday. Now, the challenge for him has always been to show it with consistency and throw strikes. You can get away with less strike throwing as a reliever. It's not ideal to walk hitters. You don't, you know, especially close game, late game, walks can really kill you. But when you're just emptying the tank in one inning stints, you can work around a little wildness with pure swing and miss stuff. This guy's had three weapons that are really high quality from the left side. He threw 100 and he threw a swing and miss changeup, like, change up, 100, change up, and struck a guy out the other day. I was like, oh, my goodness. Eric Miller has a chance to be really good. That was a savvy trade. You know, the Giants sent Junior Marte to the Phillies to get this guy. And, you know, he's wild in the minor leagues, but they're just trying to be patient with him. He's got a chance to be really good.
Flim, always good talking to you. Glad you made it safely back from Augusta. Special tournament is always the Masters. And yeah, you're right about the Warriors. And let's see what the Giants do, man. I like where they're at right now. Let's get a home run in the yard tonight on a Friday night. See, I hadn't even thought of even having to use the lights to see the lights all the time.
This
in City
Field.
This is the weekend. This is the weekend.
Yes.
We're betting on that one, Flim.
It kind of does tell you our the bar has been lowered a little bit. Yeah, this weekend, this is going to be the one.
Just win games. Just win, you know, baby.
Correct. And nobody's going to complain if they keep winning. It has been a cold start to the year here. Home runs are down across the league. It's not something to be too panicked about. They've hit 17 of them away from home. So they're hitting plenty of home runs on the road. These are, last thought, these are important games. Like, with this new schedule where you don't get to play your division rivals as much, like, these are, it makes it fun. I mean, these head-to-head division games against other contenders are really, really important. I mean, we could be talking in the last week of the year about tiebreaker scenarios with the teams in the NL West, and holding that tiebreaker against the Diamondbacks could be really important.
Flim, tell your son we said hi.
Yeah, Bonte and Chasky say hi.
We could just text
I'll
him
just
that.
Text him that.
Yeah, just text him that.
Hey, I'll see you in the playoffs, SFYBL, Dave.
Yeah, you might not see me. It's hard for me now. It stinks. I can't see them. See him play.
Well,
scouting report.
I will.
I'll be there support for you, Dave, and I'll root for your son over Shasky.
Here's the scouting report. He's 5 feet taller than me.
See you guys.
See you,
buddy. All right, Flip. It's always good to talk to Flip.
He's a player.
Giants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to see if Blake Snell could get rolling here, but I had a thought as we're talking to Flib, and we started off asking about the Jazz because he's tapped in. He's a Bay Area guy. We got full phone lines
here. Part at the beginning. That was a very interesting. Go in that.
Very, very, well, which part? Because
he
said a lot.
He said that, we always go like, oh, don't go the Giants route, meaning hanging on to them too long. And he said, looking back, I think Giants fans were more ready than the organization was to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yep.
And that's very interesting because I do feel like the Giants and the Warriors are extremely cognizant of not being the A's. This is like, look who was in the market. And they're a dramatic version of flipping players. Like they're like in their own category of how quickly they'll get rid of you. But I do believe that there was, and I appreciate it. I want to make sure I make this clear. Being loyal is something as a fan we appreciate. Yeah, I want to get my son a jersey or a daughter a jersey and to know that that player is going to be there for a significant period of time. When someone accomplishes something that means a lot to our feel goods and our memories.
It's tough to move on, especially if they're homegrown. That's where the Brandons came into play. They were homegrown guys.
There's an emotional connection.
Giants fans were split when it came to Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford. More so Brandon Belt. He was polarizing.
I agree.
And it was like, move off. I was ready to move off in 2017. Move off.
Can we admit, Belt, nowhere near as good in his sport as what Clay,
Draymond
were. Yep.
No doubt. Not even close.
And he's a good player.
And he had a good 2021. But he's not my, I think JT Snow was better. I just thought he was better. But today's point, fans, they're split down the middle. There's a lot of fans who don't want to break up the big three, who are not even calling the show, but this is what I want to do with the rest of the calls.
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody staying on hold. We're going to get to everybody. Al, Kevin, Daniel, Joe, John, we're going to go right down
full
the list.
Lines.
Now I'm starting to hear over the last hour, because we talk about patience, and we're going back and forth about patience. And
we're all bunch impatient. Of patience. Yeah.
But now the sticky point, it's all about Steph. As we end the show this week, and we head into this offseason, and we're talking NFL draft next week. We got a lot of Baldy cuts. We got the Giants. We got draft stuff that's on top of mind. And I thought we were going to get more into it today. I didn't know the show was going to go this route, but you never know with sports radio. That's the beauty of it. What does Steph Curry want? And do you want, as a fan, for the Warriors to exhaust all options to get said second star? We don't know who that star could be. We're hoping Milwaukee implodes because maybe there's an outside chance that Giannis is available.
Norman's.
We have no insight on that. We don't know about Zion. We don't know about, Joel Embiid. We don't know nothing. We don't know who's going to be available.
The Sixers.
We have no idea who's going to be available.
Maybe Jimmy Butler.
But as a Warrior fan, do you want the Warriors to exhaust all options to get Curry that said second star to help him out? Because that's where we're at right now. Everything that I've heard the last 3.5 hours, whether it's about Clay, Draymond, Wiggins, Moody, Kuminga, whatever. What does Steph Curry want? He's the Don Dada. He's the guy. He's the heart and soul of this team. He's the franchise. What does Steph Curry want? That's what it's boiling down to.
What if you can't get what Steph Curry wants?
That's the second question.
Can I throw another layer on top of that? When BPA was on, he said, we got to be bending over backwards for Steph. What if what Steph wants is keeping Klay and Draymond? We say we got to get him his second stars.
Well,
what if in his eyes, those are his second stars that he wants? So what if it's all about what Steph wants?
Right.
So what if what Steph wants isn't what's best for the organization?
That's a great
then
point.
What do you do?
That's a great
this
point.
This is where you have to save the individual from themselves sometimes. If he thinks that, I would be very surprised. It's one thing to think someone is still good and productive and can help you win. It's another to be delusional is not the word, but like they both of those guys would be miscast as that.
Like just quick hypothetical.
Even at his prime.
So are we like if Steph wants that, then what do the fans say about that? If Steph is the franchise, you do what he wants. BPA basically said, what does Steph Curry want? You do what he wants. What if he wants Klay and Dre back?
Because
he said that, and I believe him. I take him at his word. Steph don't lie. I'm not going to call Steph a liar. He said what he said Tuesday night.
I would say to him, like, Steph, these last 2 years, hasn't it kind of proved to you that you three making what you're making limits what else we can do, and it's not enough. And we only have so many dominoes to play, both financially, asset-wise, and players that are currently on the roster. And so you're limiting how we can improve this team around you three to be able to do that. Because like you keep asking about, like, why would anyone want Wiggins? Well, the reason why they would want him is because you have to match salaries. That's first. And second, it's not him per se. It's the things you staple with it. But if you bring everyone back, the things you could staple with the few contracts you have are limited. Like, it's we're very limited in how we could build the team around you.
I agree. Getting that second star sounds easier. It's easy to say it.
I totally agree.
It's easy to say it. That's all I'm trying to tell the fans. It's easier to say that and get a second star.
And
but you know how this stuff works when it comes to the salaries and the picks.
I'm not sure, like
the way we look at our team. How do you think people nationally look at our team?
They don't see them as the big three. They see Steph and the others.
And they say Wiggins is, you know what? We can't count on him. So another team's going to take on that contract, 3 years, $80 million. If we're saying, we can't count on Andrew Wiggins, what do you think that other franchise, they're saying, well, what really happened? Why did he step away from the team?
That's what we asked when he got traded here. But this is what happened. We had D'Lo, and we didn't want D'Lo. And we gave D'Lo up to get Wiggins, and we said, maybe it'll work.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if I'm a team on the receiving end, maybe it'll work.
You're making me thinking about that?
Maybe. But I think more so they'd be like, oh, I want your first round picks because I'm betting on you not being good. Because I don't believe in the big three.
You don't think that other team would say, let's look at the body of work for Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, but
and he's been more inconsistent than he has been consistent over the course of his career.
When we got Wiggins,
You got the pick. Staple a pick to get rid of Wiggins.
That's right.
That's crazy. Bob almost got two first round picks from Minnesota.
Ponce, we just gave up a pick for Jordan Poole.
I know.
Hypothetically, in the top 10.
Right. Enrique, I'm with you, Enrique. They see the Warriors as a 10 seed with all the money stapled to these players.
Which is why I would want the Wiggins contract with first rounder stapled because I'm betting.
But you're not getting a second star for him.
What?
You're not getting a second star for him, what everybody wants. So what does Steph want?
Unless that guy demands that he's only going to go to you, which is very rare.
Like, we're really
going to. Who has that kind of equity?
We're going to get a second star for Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think getting Kevin Durant.
We got to get realistic.
Getting Kevin Durant diluted reality for a lot of people.
Yeah, and he was a free agent.
You want to talk about being impatient?
And he's a free agent.
What if I had said to you, hey, Bonte, we don't need Kevin Durant. Let's be patient with Harrison Barnes. He'll come around. Like, when you have to strike while the iron's hot.
And HB was in his fourth year by that time, so we'll say, well, you know what I'm saying? We saw what we needed to see.
Let me ask about Kuminga, because this is interesting. Like, I'm very torn on Kuminga. But if you said, Joe, you have to know before this trade deadline whether you want to pay him $30 million or not, I would probably lean, I'm not strong about this, I would lean into, well, then I have to trade him now, as opposed to pay him $30
million. If y'all want to star with Stephen Curry, you most definitely have to trade Jonathan Kuminga.
He's their best asset.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you agree?
So that's number one. You want a second star, Kuminga absolutely has to be part of the deal because he ain't getting a second star for Andrew Wiggins. I'm sorry. 3 years, $80 million left. You may get a serviceable player, but you ain't getting a star for Andrew Wiggins. I'd be shocked if you did. Almost had to staple Jonathan Kuminga to get that second star.
It can't be like,
and may have to be picks, too.
But like when you say star, like you and I have a different algorithm on what a star is. Zach LaVine.
Not a star. I'm not talking Zach LaVine.
Not a star.
I'm talking
all.
Big boy, Shasky.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking top 20 players.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Top 20? We're 15.
Well, there you go. Al from San Pablo. Let's try to tap these calls. We're going to get to everybody. Al, San Pablo, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Yes, thank you both. Here's a thought. We know that 20-year-old players get better with age, but mid-30-year-old players do not get better with age. So what I'm thinking is that management may need to adapt their thinking about how they utilize the younger players. While I agree that Dre, Clay, and Steph should be together, the younger players need to have more playing time. And could that second star be one of those younger players? I want to find out from you, Bonte and Shasky, especially you, Bonte, since you're around the team a lot. Could Kuminga or even Moody be that second star if they were given more time?
Well, Kuminga got 30 minutes a game, and Al, I think in the future, he may become a star. I mean, he averaged 20 points a game from January 5th on. And when he started, he was so much better. But he is only 21 years old. And to ask him to take another leap to superstardom is a thought to ask. The guy wasn't a consistent starter this year. I don't know. I don't know if he could be that second star next season. We're talking about next season. We're talking about maximizing Steph Curry, who's already 36 years old. So I don't know if he can be.
You're loose. This is very loose. How many? You think there's 20 stars in the league? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to like put you on the spot.
Well, you got Tatum, Embiid, Giannis, Jokic, LeBron, Steph. AD, Steph, of course. Kawhi's still a star, whether you like it or not. Do you put James Harden in that category? Luka Doncic.
I think his status is Edwards, not by play.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. Yes. He's a star. Yes. Look at all of Team USA.
SGA, Luka.
SGA, Luka. I said Luka. Okay. SGA is definitely a star. Wemby. Chet's going to be a star. Wemby's going to be a star. Anybody? Jalen Brunson played like a star this year, yeah, whether we like it or not.
He did. So I guess where I'm going at is once you start really like peeling that onion, I have a hard time thinking JK, even as much as I like him, cracks that top 20.
See?
Even if I like him. Because the other part you're not bringing in is Donovan other Mitchell. Guys are going to ascend. Yeah. Other guys are coming into the league. You know, and it's just and random stuff happens. Halliburton.
And what's the counter to JK's game? As you heard Steve Kerr say, hey, he needs to work on his spot-up shooting and stuff like that. Now the book is out on Jonathan Kuminga. They're going to make an adjustment to him. How does he make an adjustment? I think he'll be able to make that adjustment. But that's one thing I'm looking at with Pods. What is it going to look like in his sophomore season?
I don't know.
What is it going to look like with TJD?
Pods is another guy. You know, but Pods is another guy. I wonder what his value is.
I wonder.
And I loved what he did for us. But again, if we're talking everything's on the table, how desirable is an asset like Pajemski? To another team. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that.
I don't know the answer.
But if you have to get a second star, you have to exhaust all options, is what I'm saying. And are we ready to do that? If you want Steph Curry to have a cold star, you got to flip everybody. Get to everybody here. Let's rat-a-tat-tat. Kevin Fremont, what's happening, Kevin?
Hey, it's been just an interesting conversation this morning. My only point, when you agreed to extend Kerr the coach 2 years, then you're kind of, and Curry has had a lot of say into what he'd like to have, and that's what led to Draymond coming back, who happens to be my favorite player, but I do agree he's more trouble sometimes than he's worth, even though he brings a lot to the court. Kerr and Curry are at the top of this whole thing, and I know the owner makes the decisions as far as the money. But with Kerr and Curry, when you married yourself to them, I think automatically, unfortunately, they're going to find a way to bring, I don't agree with it, but I think they're going to find a way to bring Thompson back, and that's going to hamstring the situation. As far as making trades, I think Kuminga, the last comment I'm going to make, a great athlete does not necessarily mean a great basketball player, and I think Kuminga is a great athlete. I don't think he's ever going to be the great basketball player.
Interesting. Let's go to Daniel from Oakland. Daniel, what's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing today, man?
What's this good, is Daniel?
First time caller. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to touch on the whole idea of bringing in a star. I just don't really see why it's so far-fetched to be able to bring in somebody like a Zion or a Giannis. I mean, we're the Golden State Warriors. We're just fresh off a dynasty. Like, why is it so hard to attract somebody like one of those guys?
Well, I don't think it's hard. They're just locked into their deals. I mean, but can you attract them now with the current state of the team? They know the core is older. They know the league is getting faster and athletic. Would a guy who's quote unquote ring chasing want to pick the Golden State Warriors right now in his current state? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I always think about it like, think of a 22-year-old's perspective of the Warriors. Yeah, growing up, they were great. But that's not what they are right now. I'm not sure I want to jump on the old man
train. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Joe from Burbank. Joe, what's happening?
Yes. Hey, good morning, Bonte. Good morning, Shaq.
Good morning, Joe.
What's up, buddy?
Just throw a few things. I know you got to go fast, so try to let me finish. I'll try to get done as soon as I can. You wanted to answer on so my mind's a no on Steph's second star. The 2 points I wanted to make, some of the stuff you started to cover because I've been on hold a long time, but I wanted to cover Clay's upcoming contract and also GP2 a little bit, okay?
Go ahead.
So on Clay's contract, if they end up giving him 3 or 4 year contract, is Steph going to ask for one more year at 55? Because you're going to have both Clay and Draymond out there beyond Steph. And if he wants to play some more, then he's going to ask for a lot of money. Mm. So, you know what your thought on that is, because
I mean, he cut off.
That's $110 million right there.
Yeah, I mean,
a couple guys.
Boy, that's
at 39 years old.
Yeah, job for Berkeley. What's happening, job for Berkeley?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime Warrior fan, but I'm also a longtime NBA fan. Mm. And so I was there for all the dark years, and it was really fun to watch other teams, and it's going to be fun to watch other teams. I think we need Steph Curry to bail out the Warriors out one more time, and that means Steph's got to say, I'm okay to be traded. I mean, his value, Dre's value, none of their values are going to go up from here on out. They're going to lose value.
Oof.
They need to suck it up. I hate to say it. Next year we run TJD, Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody. We run those guys. We get a couple free agents. And I think Curry needs to say, needs to talk to Aisha. Obviously, it's going to be a part of her decision. But he's got value right now. He's got a chance to get a couple more rings. He'll come back. He'll get his statue. I just think that we're looking at it too short term, and we need to rebuild. And one last little side note, if I never see Andrew Wiggins in a Warrior uniform again, I'm okay with that.
There it is, Joe Barkley. We didn't get the caller of the week. We don't even have time for that. It was Samita, right? Samita was the caller of the week. We'll put it out there on YouTube, Twitch. She was the caller of the week. We'll play it next week.
When it's a little slower.
We'll do a double dose of the callers of the week. Draymond Green, by the way, released a podcast, and he said he talked to Steph after the game, the locker room. Draymond told Steph, I love you, bro. Steph said, I love you, too. We ain't done yet. We ain't done. So that's Stephen Curry.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
It would be pretty funny, though. My final thought. I'm joking here. If Steph, like, goes in for the hug and gives the Jed York look to the camera the way he did when he hugged Harbaugh, like, I'm not doing that. The Fredo.
Yeah.
The Michael Corleone, you know, Fredo.
My final thought is there's going to be a lot of uncomfortable conversations this offseason when it comes to the Golden State Warriors. We've already learned that. That's why I wanted to wait to the offseason to talk about the offseason, because there's going to be some heated conversations. There's going to be some disagreements. But I think we all just want to see the Warriors improve at the end of the day. And what's that avenue they're improving and becoming a contender again? Do we lower our expectations? Is it being a playoff team? Oh, no, man. They got a lot of big decisions to make down there with the Golden State Warriors. I'm here for it. I'm here to root on whoever they bring back or whoever they sign. I don't know what the avenue is. Do you want a second star? Do you want to rebuild? Do you want to bring back the big three? Very conflicting stuff, man. Very conflicting. And I get why the fans will want to hold on to the big three. I get why fans want to break apart the big three. I understand everything that everybody's bringing to the table. There's no right answers. There's no wrong answers. It's just a conversation, folks.
Yeah, my final thought today is a lot of talk about just kind of what we want to see. I mean, it's okay to want things. We want to see the big three stay here. Clay says he wants to stay here. You know, the players say they want to keep Clay here. Wanting something is one thing, but at the end of the day, it's about what's needed. Wants and needs are not the same thing. And we can say we want for the Warriors all we want to, but the fact of the matter is they need to start making these hard decisions and start looking forward. And to kind of, you know, piggyback on what you said, Bonte, there might not be any wrong answers, but you cannot, it's like what Fleming said, you have to choose between sentiment and winning. The Warriors are at that crossroads right now, and hopefully they make the right choice.
Well, didn't they choose sentiment last season when they re-signed Draymond Green?
So do we make the same bad decision twice?
Don't know. But what does Steph want, I think, at the end of the day? That's what I'm kind of coming along to. What does Stephen Curry want? Carter! Carter's first day!
Crack the mic.
When I first met Carter at the Olympic Club, I met his mother, too. That was your mother, right? And she goes, my son knows more about sports than you do. I said, wow.
She came at the king?
She came at the king.
Assassination attempt?
But I actually respect that type of confidence.
Whoa.
I appreciate that type of arrogance.
Except when it's coming from me in this
chair. No, that's fine. I accept it too.
Carter, what do you got to say for yourself?
I don't lose much, that's all.
It's all about what Steph wants. I'm with Lubman on this. I think that we got to listen to Steph, man. If he wants Clay and Dre back, got to keep the star happy.
There it is. Carter making his debut on the Morning Roast. Good to have him part of the team. Adam at SF Somewhere is very, very jealous.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. Stuart Hall's in the house, baby. Stuart Hall's in the house. My boy Kitty with the Knicks hat on. He came in yesterday.
Dude, your guy's coming at you. What's going on?
He's been ear to ear with the Knicks hat because they're playing the Sixers. You best not lose in the first round, young Kitty. You best not lose. Or, you know what? Actually beat the Sixers.
The Knicks.
We need Embiid to be miserable. And I need Stephen Curry to recruit him in Paris. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know.
Randall's right. A star.
We got to go. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Who's next? Who's in the building? I know Evan's here.
And Guru.
Hey, Guru's back. Is he Guru or Doc?
We're going to find out.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Shasky, I'm just a man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.